It was a Scotchman, a Scotchman lewd of life, that long had lived unlawful from his wife. His name was Jasper Conyngham, as I did understand, whose dwelling was at Aberdeen, a town in far Scotland. He had a sister which was both fair and bright, worshipfully wedded unto a worthy knight, godly wife and virtuous in everything was she, a fairer comely lady in Scotland could not be. Her wicked brother such inward pains did prove, that with his fair sister he greatly was in love. He watches time and woos her, he shows to her his mind, and still he says, "Sweet sister, be not to me unkind." This comely lady, in mild and gentle wile, unto her brother thus modestly replies, "The Lord forbid, dear brother, I should consent at all to such a damned action to bring our souls in thrall. Are not great torments prepared for hateful sin? Is not God as righteous as ever he hath been? Is not hell prepared with quenchless flames of fire to give such wicked persons their due deserved hire? Wherefore, dear brother, repent and call for grace. Let not these motions within your heart take place. Consider how to judgment we shall one day be brought, to answer for our follies which in our lives we wrought." Her brother, hearing her godly Christian talk, within the garden as they alone did walk, blasphemously replied, as shameless as he stood, saying he had declared a tale of Robin Hood. "You are deceived, fair sister," then said he, "to talk of heaven's glory or hell's plagues unto me. These are deviled fables to keep poor souls in fear, that were by wise men written, though no such things there were. You spake of a reckoning and of a judgment day, and after life is ended and flesh consumed away, and of a God most justly will plague all things amiss, and those that do believe it are much deceived, I wis." "Alas," said he, "my sister, these things are nothing so. No God nor devil is biding in heaven or hell I know. All things are wrought by nature, the earth, the air, and sky. There is no joy nor sorrow after that men do die. Therefore let me have pleasure while here I do remain. I fear not God's displeasure nor hell's tormenting pain. No sooner had he spoken this foul blasphemous thing, but that a heavy judgment upon him God did bring. For in the garden, whereas he did abide, suddenly a fire sprung up on every side, which round about enclosed this damned wretch that day, who roared and cried most grievous, but not could start away. This fearful fire up to his knees did rise, burning blue like brimstone in most outrageous wise. The lady which beheld it ran crying in for aid, to pluck away her brother which in the fire stayed. But not prevailed, for all that they could do, long staves and also pitchforks they reached to him unto, because they durst not venture near to the fiery flame, he taking hold upon them to draw him out of the flame. But not a finger nor hand that he could move. His arms hung dead behind him, great pains that he did prove. And now he bans and curses the day that he was born, and wishes that his carcass by devils might be torn. Now feel I surely, quoth he, there is a God that for doth plague me with his strong iron rod. Oh, hide me from his presence, his looks are death to me. Nothing but wrath and vengeance about him I do see. I have despised him, but can no whit repent. My heart is hardened, my mind cannot relent. No pity, nor compassion, nor mercy is in store for me, vile wretched creature, despised forevermore. I am in hell tormented and to endless pain. Look how the devils torment me in stretching every vein. Look how they swarm about me. Oh, what hell fiends are these? Who worth the time that ever I did the Lord displease? I burn in flaming fire, yet do no whit consume. My conscience doth torment me that did in sin presume. Alas, my loving sister, now I do know full well, there is a God most righteous, and ne'er a devil in hell. And with these speeches his eyes fell from his head, and by the strings hung dangling below his chin stark dead. See how the devils, then he said, have plucked my eyes out quite. That always was unworthy to view the heavenly light. Then from his mouth there fell his blasphemous tongue, in very ugly manner, most piteously it hung, and there away it rotted in all the people's sight. By lice and filthy vermin it was consumed quite. With ghastly groaning and shrieks that sounded high, 2 hours after this cursed man did die. And there at length he died, and then the fire ceased. His carcass stunk more filthy than any carrion beast. No man was able for to endure the smell, nor yet to come to bury him, as true report doth tell. Until he was consumed, he laid above the ground, the doors about the garden, therefore was locked sound. Let all blasphemers take warning by this thing, lest that God's vengeance they do upon them bring. And Lord grant all Christians the holy grace and fear, they may think on the punishment that Cunningham had here.